On Tuesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reinitiated the climate change debate when he alluded to climate change during a briefing on Hurricane Sandy damage.
Going forward, we do have to anticipate these types of extreme weather patterns. After what has been happening over the past few years, I don't think anyone can sit back anymore and say, well, I'm shocked at that weather pattern.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg took climate change by the fisticuffs while endorsing President Obama, writing, quote, "Our climate is changing," unquote. Bloomberg called on elected leaders to take immediate action. 350.org was co-founded by environmentalist and writer Bill McKibben. New England coordinator David Stember hopes the comments indicate a shift in the conversation over climate change.
People are beginning to wake up, and so there's increasing pressure in a variety of different ways to really start talking about what's really happening. And when you have something like this week, there's a tipping point. And there's a point when politicians start realizing that they're out of sync with the general population, they're out of sync with common sense, they're out of sync with science, and they have to start speaking the truth, particularly when it hits them right over the head.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has been raising the issue of climate change for years and says Hurricane Sandy should be a wake-up call for Congress to take action to reverse global warming.
In the Senate today, I don't know if there is any Republican, maybe one, maybe none, who is prepared to say that global warming is real, that global warming is already causing severe problems. And that's what is distressing. Do I hope that as a result of this terrible hurricane that we've just experienced, that some of my Republican friends will wake up and say, well, maybe we've got to do something, and maybe we have to start transforming our energy system and cut back on greenhouse gas emissions. The scientific community is almost unanimous in its understanding that global warming is real, but there are many people in the fossil fuel industry, coal, oil, who are fighting that concept, and many of our Republican colleagues as well.
Climate scientist Dr. Alan Betts says climate change is and has been happening all around us.
In a sense, we've swung from one extreme to the other. We've been ignoring the climate change issue through this political campaign, and now an extreme weather event has just come up, which shifts people's attention. There are really two ways that we can deal with this. One is the very difficult and long-term issue of changing our society away from a fossil fuel economy to a much more energy-efficient society with a much larger amount of renewable energy production. The other is, how do we adapt to the ongoing changing climate that we're having to deal with? And Hurricane Sandy is a superb example of that. As I think the mayor of New York said, nature is an awful lot more powerful than we are a couple of days ago, looking at the damage to Lower Manhattan. And we have to face that.
Environmental advocates of New York praised Governor Cuomo and Mayor Bloomberg for raising awareness about climate change, and they added to calls for immediate action to stem global warming. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.